the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 6. This is letter number 1585. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 25th day of the year, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem of Bracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you notify that you are going to study in the Yeshiva Torah's Emes, and you're asking for a blessing for success in your studies. So, it's known, the Rebbe says, the ruling of our sages of blessed memory, your gaiti umatzasi timing, that if you put in effort, I put in effort, and then I've found, then believe. So the Rebbe says it's up to you, especially during these auspicious days of preparation before receiving the Torah. And you should engrave in your heart and your mind the way of the preparation, how we prepare for receiving the Torah, which is Nase v'nishma. We will do and listen. That these two aspects together are also within the study of Torah itself. It's not just the study of Torah and that, but so that means that to begin with, you have to occupy yourself in the study of Torah, of accepting the yoke. Even if you don't understand yet the importance of putting so much effort of the soul and flesh into it, only afterwards you will get the nishma, then you'll get the reward. And in such a way, when you do it in this way, then you receive the Torah and you merit to learn with success, with fear of heaven, and to direct to the truth. So you'll come up with the true ideas. And it's brought down in many places in the teaching of Chassidus, which is the teaching of Divrei Elokim Chayim, the words of the living God, as with a blessing for the study of Torah with Yiras Shamayim. So basically, you got to work hard in order to be successful. You got to work with accepting the yoke, and then with Yiras Shamayim, and then you'll get your success in the learning as well. Nase v'nishma.